Next patient we're going to do is David. No, not David. It's Davis Wright, D-A-V-I-S-W-R-I-G-H-T. Mr. Let's see, he is, date of birth is going to be, he's going to be 6'11", 55. So that makes him 69. Yeah. He's a 69-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, diabetes, gouty arthritis. Patient has had a history of psychosis, required hospitalization sometimes in July of 2023, but has not had any issues since then. He also suffers from blood sugar out of control, severe pain, period. He takes medication, includes Norvasc 10 milligram once a day, doxycycline 4 milligram once a day, allopurinol 300 milligram once a day, Lipitor 10 milligram a day. He uses a walker to get around, but he walks and moves very slowly, period. Surgical history, has not had any surgery. He said he doesn't believe in surgery. Allergy, none, period. Family history. And on medication, put glibride 5 milligram TID before I forget. Family history. Hypertension, diabetes, and stroke. Social, he was a construction worker at the one time. He doesn't smoke. He drinks sometimes. He's single, has 4 children, lives by himself in an apartment. It takes him about 5 to 7 minutes to walk a few steps to the door from the couch and the kitchen area of a one-bedroom apartment because of his severe weakness. COVID immunization, he doesn't believe in immunization. He says, review of the records indicates that he's required hospitalization for the psychotic episode, as I mentioned. Recent CT of the head shows volume loss. Recurrent UTI. Sinus tachycardia. Psychiatric evaluation in the emergency room revealed no sign of suicidal attempts or ideations. No history of psychiatric issues in the past. It was thought that his psychosis and the mental status changes was metabolic in nature, with possible Korsakoff, K-O-R-S-A-K-O-F, psychosis related to alcohol. Period. Let me see if I need to put anything else in here. Patient has not had any issues with visual hallucination, paranoid delusion, nor any other symptoms since then. CT results as of the head, as was mentioned above. So his vital signs, his blood pressure is 139 over 52, O2 sat 97%, his pulse is 100. Heart, positive, swollen, positive, stood, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa without a lesion, decreased turgor noted, and there's no lateralizing symptoms noted. Assessment, 69-year-old gentleman with hypertension, controlled diabetes out of control. His last blood sugar was 180 today, hyperlipidemia, gouty arthritis. BPH, severe weakness, diabetic neuropathy, using a walker, having a hard time walking, pain issues and pain syndromes. Having a hard time getting to his physician's office. He's being evaluated for hospice and palliative care at home. His episode of psychosis has not resolved. That appears to be related to his metabolic encephalopathy in origin, period. Patient requires help with ADLs and is bowel and bladder incontinent, wears a diaper. Okay, let's leave it at that for now. Thank you.